This is In Our Own Voices, amplifying the LGBTQ plus community. I'm DJ El Toro, one of the show's producers, and joining us today is Tucson Chief of Police, Chris Magnus.
Hi, nice to be with you.
Historically, the LGBT community have been a little distrustful of law enforcement, which has all sorts of consequences. It means hate crimes aren't reported. It means that good officers don't have a chance to learn and do better. Why should the LGBTQ plus community in Tucson trust our police department?
Well, I think trust is something that's earned by the police with any segment of the community. We are doing our best to build that trust. We have a broad spectrum of LGBTQ folks who work for the police department, but more importantly, we've worked hard to develop expectations for our personnel that they treat all members of our community well, that they know as much as possible about people from different life experiences, from different ethnic and gender groups. Across the board, we want people to be educated about how to provide good service and how to be sensitive to the folks that they're dealing with, which includes being aware of past experiences that those groups may well have had with the police. Also to be able to sort of start over and, you know, reset things so that people can build that level of trust and realize that, I think it was Robert Peel way back in the 1880s said, the community is the police and the police are the community. We really believe in that, and that's something we're committed to.
Are there any particular programs or initiatives since you joined our force here that you're really proud of, feel are helping to build that trust?
Well, I'm certainly proud of the fact that we are present in the community, engaged with marches, gatherings, activities. You know, we have, I think, a group of police officers who really want to know the community that they're policing, which means building those relationships. I have an assistant chief who's been on the GLBT commission for a number of years. She's brought on several other members of the department who are gay and lesbian onto that group. We have a community advisory committee that we've tried to make as diverse as possible with representation from all different kinds of groups that are part of Tucson. We would like to expand the number of LGBT folks that are on the department. So if there are gatherings where we can show up, talk to people, dispel some fears or rumors, we're very excited about doing that. We've expanded what I thought was already a pretty strong commitment around hate crimes to make that commitment even stronger.
I'm really, really inspired to hear that you're making a very proactive effort to diversify the police force to reflect the world as it is. Thinking about how important it is for everyone, but especially members of the LGBTQ plus community, to see and hear yourself reflected back from the wider world when you're growing up or when you're coming into your authentic self. Who were some of the people that were out there in the world that made you go, I can be the person I want to be?
Honestly, I saw no one. It was very isolating. It seemed that the best, if not only, way to be successful, certainly as a gay man in policing, was to remain, if not outright closeted, at least to take as much of a just not going there approach as possible. Nonetheless, throughout my police chief career, which has been over the last 20 years, I've been quite open about it, and you see what you get, and you know how that goes.
Ultimately, it makes life easier. The coming out experience isn't easy for anyone, and it's painful and it's frightening. But once you get on the other side, it does get easier because you're being your authentic self. Since it is KXCI, I'm curious, are you a music fan? And if so, what do you enjoy listening to?
I actually have a pretty broad set of musical tastes. I can listen to Patsy Cline. I like a range of country music. There's even some heavy metal. I'll admit, rap, I'm more of a Duran Duran kind of guy, I guess. But
so when it's karaoke time, you're going to go for Hungry Like the Wolf.
Yeah. Bob Seger, the Beatles. I got a wide range of musical tastes, so yeah.
Thank you so much, Chief Magnus, for joining us today.
I appreciate the chance. It's really a pleasure to be over here, and I hope I can come back again.
We would be delighted. And thank you for listening to In Our Own Voices, amplifying the LGBTQ plus community on 91.3 FM, KXCI, Tucson's community radio station.
To hear more, visit kxci.org.